comfortable. To your chest and stretch your spine. Stretch the back of your skull up. And feel the alertness from actively lengthening your spine. Keep this alertness, this clarity, brightness. Keep this and allow your shoulders to soften. Allow your jaw and the corners of your mouth to soften. Corners of your mouth are moving slightly towards your eyes. Your eyebrows, soft and light. Forehead is spacious and open. Allow yourself to listen to the rain. Attending to the field of sound. Noticing how the sound constantly changes. shift your focus to the field of your body. Feeling physical sensations anywhere that they arise in your body. Your relaxed but vigilant body. Notice how the nature of the sensations in your body are of a nature that doesn't stay the same. They constantly change. Imagine you had your eyes open and you were gazing at a sunset. Pay close attention to this visual object. You begin to notice that even this visual field is constantly changing. Clouds look like they're still, but if you look closely, they're moving, changing. Branches and trees move. The color of the sky slowly changes. into the field of the mind. So your mind is not your visual field. Your mind is not tactile sensations. Your mind isn't your body, or the sensations in your body. Your mind isn't sound. Your mind isn't smell or taste. So you remove all of those fields. And where are you left? Mind is clear and knowing, in one sense clear, clearly seeing. And the mind knows, it creates concepts. Noticing this last piece of how the mind constantly changes. Good focus, everyone. Good feel it. Thanks for coming. The last class of a long 2-class course. Was anybody not here last time? So the course, the 2 classes, the theme was creating a bright vision. So since it's the beginning of this year, then we're creating a vision of the year that we would like to have, and maybe beyond just this year. And so the first class, we did a fourfold vision quest where we just thought about four different aspects of what our future would look like. So if you didn't do that, that's okay. You can already start thinking about it. It's not difficult to think about what you would like your year to be like. So in this class, we'll talk about how to create the vision that you created or you thought of in your mind using four steps for planting a karmic seed. So we'll do like that. Let's see. No, I don't want to do that yet. All right, so I'm getting really good with my slides. I think I only have like six.
Yeah. From 160 to 6.
Did you plant some karmic seeds for that? You're like, I'm gonna get my slideshow.
I must have.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do an exercise. So I'll do the pen thing again. Okay. So if you've done this before, just pretend like you've never done it before, and then
never gets boring.
Yeah, right. And yeah,
honestly, I've heard it 100 times. Maybe
it's
anytime everybody
thinks
it, then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I always think I'm gonna pull the pen out.
Yeah. Half the time. Like, well, yeah, let's do this again. I need it like every day. All right. What's this?
Emptiness.
It's a pen. It's a pen. All right.
How do you know?
And because I could write with it, you know, I'm not, there's nothing up here to. If I could write with it.
Can I write on your hand?
I could write on my hand. I could with a T thing, you know. And then cylinders filled with ink that write, we usually call pens. You know, we don't call them like blow dryers or anything like that, you know. So it's pretty functionally, it's a pen. So the dog came into the room, and then or my cat Sam. If Sam was here, Sam would. What do you think Sam would do?
Care less.
Becomes a cheater.
No, he would grab it.
He would care less.
No.
He might
Sam. Yeah. He might do that, yeah. He might care less. He might care less, maybe.
I did not get to play with
pants. Knowing Sam, he will go for the pen.
Like,
he
if you're writing with pens. It, he, like, takes it out of your hand.
Yeah. So,
he
so,
loves pens.
Yeah, typically cats are different than dogs.
He knows it's a pen, so
yeah.
He can ride with it.
He's like, right, so for Sam, he will come up and chew on it for sure. That's Sam for sure. Or if it was a dog would probably chew on it. Okay. So we already agreed that it's a pen, all right, and I wrote with it. And then to Sam, it's like something to chew on, you know, or like something that is in the way of him getting my attention. Because he's usually trying to get my attention by, you know. So which one is it really? Is it a pen or is it, we'll call it a chew toy, you know?
Yes.
Neither. Yes and.
Both.
Yes and neither. Yeah, it depends. Yeah, right? I mean, it's not just one or the other. It's not just a pen. It depends. It depends on who's looking at it. And really, if you want to really give a go at this, I mean, and you try to think about what does this look like from Sam's point of view, you know, or a dog's point of view. I should have used the dog's example, but you know, from Sam's point of view, I don't have access to what Sam sees, you know, like. I can only pretend from my human perspective of what I've done, of what I've perceived so far, to pretend that I know what Sam's view is. But this, like, who, like, if you really try and think, like, what is he thinking, you know, then it, when you're doing that, is it a pen, then, you know, then it becomes more, I feel like it becomes more real. Of how this can, it depends on who's looking at it, right? So, it is a pen, you know, if I use it, or if it's a chew toy, if Sam is looking at it. All right. If I set the pen in this, here, and then we all walk out of the room, you know, and the hypothetical cats and dogs, like, leave the yep. room, right? Then, you don't have to answer right away, but try and really think in your mind, what is here? If there's no human here to observe it, and there's no animal here to observe it. Watch your mind try to think what's there. Okay, and then, so what's there? You can answer.
It's available.
Depends on your perspective.
Yeah. It's available to be a pen depending on your perspective. If I'm human, then when I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Which is the same when everyone's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's still available.
Yeah.
What's the differentiation? Why does he do the out of the room thing?
It's just helpful to think about it like that. It's easier.
It gets
the point across.
Yeah, the absence of perception. What is it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, but like.
But it's still a perception. Just not directly.
So you're thinking about it even though you're not in the room, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's. It's a perception. I'm still, it's just indirect, it's not direct.
Right. Yeah, what are you guys?
Well, because me and Sam could be looking at the pen at the exact same time, and we're seeing totally different things. So it's not like, it's not dependent on only one thing perceiving at a time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can see, like, how having everyone leave the room, that is just a really easy demonstration. You know what I mean? It's like, it does make you think in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Demonstration. Or it makes it more obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a teaching tool. So, if it depends on the observer, either human or cat, then which way is pen coming from? So for human. And when I see pen, am I seeing pen coming from this way towards me?
No.
No. Or am I seeing it?
Yeah, we always put it on the pen. We put our trip on the pen. The pen doesn't put its trip on
us. We see it coming at us, but it's actually coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it happens really fast. So it looks like it's out there coming from the pen. Really, it's not. Okay, and then so, in the part of this exercise where all the humans and the cats leave the room, and then what's there? Or Heather said, even when the humans and cats are still in the room, that availability, that nature of like being available or availableness, is in Buddhism. The concept of emptiness. That's what is meant when they say emptiness. Because it's not full of pen, and it's not full of chew toy. Its ultimate nature is empty of those. That's how it's available to be labeled pen or chew toy.
It's just space awaiting a perspective.
Yeah, you could say so under shape, color. Okay. So, and then when you do label it pen or chew toy, then in Buddhism that's called karma. That's what is arising in your mind and then creating pen or this whole room, everything, all the objects in this room, everything in your world is arising in the same way that pen is arising here.
So it's a delusion. The fact that we see it as a pen is actually, if you look at it that way, it's a delusion.
Delusion? What do you mean, Zane?
Well, I mean, in karma, you have, you know, object, and then you have the motivation, and motivation is like recognition, and then motive, and delusion.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Delusional.
I think in that.
Possibility exists.
I think in that scenario, the delusion is the mistake that the pen exists from out here, from its own side, having and not relating to karma. And not relating to my projecting it as a pen or understanding it as a pen for my projections. Just assuming that this is a pen, and when Sam starts to chew on it, that he's chewing on a pen, you know, because this is a pen to all beings, and, you know, why are you chewing on my pen, cat? Like, obviously it's a pen. You know, like the delusion is thinking that it's not thinking about karma and where things are coming from. In the four flowers, I believe, or the four, I forget what it's called, but those four steps of like recognition, the action, and
delusion.
Yeah, the complete karma.
Once we define it, or once we create karma and give it an identity of a pen, it seems that it immediately then has an expectation, and it carries a burden with it. You know, we want it to work. What if it doesn't work? What if it does work? What if it, you know? So once you give it an identity or you put something on it, then there's a burden that attaches to it, or a karma, I guess.
Yeah.
An expectation.
Yeah. Depending on what, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, totally. Like, depending on what other seeds are connected to that, just raw label of karma that is being projected, and then the other story that's on top of it, or burden, or, you know.
Yeah. Because now I want it to be a pen, so what if it doesn't write?
Right.
Doesn't have to be part of the pen, like
writing. Right. I mean, you know, like doing this meditation, the meditation earlier, that things are constantly changing, and then if you know that in a really deep way, and that is suffused in you, or that's a part of the story of things that exist in your world, then, you know, changing also kind of means wearing out. So you wouldn't be surprised that you're like, oh, of course.
It's in the latter years of its existence.
Yeah. Everything that is physical, that's caused. Not even physical. Well, everything that's caused is changing. And everything that's changing is like slightly wearing out. So our bodies and like that. Okay. So karma is coming this way and painting our whole world. So once we label it a pen, then we can't like close our eyes and imagine that it's like a I don't know, like a
chapstick.
Crowbar or a chapstick. Yeah, chapstick. Like, I can't close my eyes and be like, chapstick, chapstick, do it, you know, and like cringe my brow. Chapstick, and then it's chapstick, right? Like, it's pen. You know, you already planted the seed. and its opening is pensive. So maybe if you would have planted a different seed in the past, then this could be chapstick.
Or chew toy.
Right? Yeah. So we'll talk. So there's in Buddhism they found like the science of how to create karma. You know, they like were able to teach the system of how this is happening and then how to plant seeds. So we'll talk about that today. Like how do I turn this into something else, or how do I create the vision that I want to see, so that in the future seeds will start ripening into that vision. Because it's not like that now. Like I don't have the vision that I'm imagining. It's not happening right now, but it is in the mind, so it's close. If you can see it in your mind, then it's not too close.
Yeah, because you gotta have seeds to have it in your mind.
Right. Yeah, where are those thoughts coming from, right? So
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So y'all we wrote out
mm-hmm.
our vision, and there was four different parts to it.
And
when you start working with karmic seeds and consciously planting karmic seeds, start small. Oh, like start with not a lot. Like start with a small number to work on first, because it'll just be easier to manage. It'll be more manageable.
10 pages.
Right. So you know which one, which. So great. So you have a whole year.
Yeah.
But which is like your top three, you know.
Do you need to write them down?
No.
Just have it in our mind?
Yeah. You can write them down if you want to. We're going to write them down. So,
yeah?
Yeah. But
not now?
Not pretty soon. Not
okay.
Start filtering.
Okay. trying to draw these six slides out. So long pauses and I'll sip my tea a lot.
Turn.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the first step is figuring out what you want and creating a clear picture of that in your mind. So one way to do that is whatever you want, turn it into a single sentence that's very clear.
Is there a way that you say the sentence? Because I remember learning from Wayne Dyer that you say it like it's already here.
Okay.
Like, not that I want a job. It's like I'm working at, I don't know, Department of Education. Like, you say it like it's already here.
I like
instead
that.
Of like, I'm hoping to get this job.
Yeah.
Do you know any for your preference that it has to be sense?
No. Sarani mentioned not, so if you like, if you're working on like not having something, like I don't want to get fired or like that. I want to eat healthier. Then not to say it. I want to avoid junk food, but I want to eat healthier. So whatever the thing is that you want in the positive sense,
take
say
the
that.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say what you don't want. Say what you do want.
And we're supposed to pick out. How many?
1 to 3. It'll make sense.
What's the
later.
Time investment on this one?
We'll see.
I need to know if it's
right?
1 or 3.
So I can start
8 hours
with 1.
A week? How many
hours? No. Maybe like an hour every other week or something.
Oh.
Do y'all have them?
Mm-hmm.
Can you... All right, let's group up. And then share the sentences. If you feel comfortable with sharing the sentences so that we can kind of... Just to see... Like, you listen to the person's sentence and see if it's, like, just a single short, clear sentence. Like, if it's clear to you, then it's good. Or maybe be like, oh, that seems like a run-on or something like that, right? A single short statement or sentence. So... 1, 2, Amanda J. Kathleen, Heather, good Lauren, Dasha, Howard, Jeremy.
I always get Jeremy.
Are we gonna do like one person talks, ring the bell, other person?
Yeah, thanks.
So as you
do, I'll ring the bell. This will be pretty short.
Yeah, I'm still having to develop. Playing catch up. These are visions of what
hold on,
we
sorry,
like
we won't stop yet. We won't start yet.
These
hold
are
on.
Visions for what we would like for this year.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
that we would like to see come true.
Totally. And it could be worldly or it could be spiritual, like higher goals. And if you get real creative, no limits.
So we're just saying our sentence, right?
Yeah. And then the speaker says the sentence, and then the listener sees if it's clear, and then maybe if it's short. And, yeah. Compassionately. So let's do it for a minute. Yeah, one sentence per dream or per thing that you want.
The first one probably
I have unlimited amount of time. That's what I really want, because I want unlimited time. I just don't want to feel like constrain our time
the way I see myself.
And sometimes I really do feel like that.
Go ahead and switch. You're finished?
Let's just get started.
Did you guys finish? Or are we
finished?
No. Okay, cool.
It was all in the front of my
head. Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
But, yes, I was thinking, you know, I just want to. I've just been feeling very disconnected. So I was thinking, I want it.
I'm being so serious.
Well,
Concising into a single.
Oh, not so
good. It's good.
Not a single sentence.
The sentence was very concise.
A run on.
But it was hard to think of it in the present. Or like already happening. That was hard.
Oh. Yeah.
Of it like existing already.
I like that though. I like that. That sounds difficult to articulate it in that way or verbalize it. Does anyone want to share their sentence? Yeah.
I want more self-compassion. More compassion for myself.
That's always nice.
I'm too driven. I'm too hard on myself. I flog myself. You know, get up at the crack of dawn to start my day. Lay awake at night if I make a mistake at work or if I say something foolish. That kind of stuff. I need to just be okay with just being me.
So I have compassion for myself.
I would like to have compassion for myself.
You can say like it already. You haven't really had it. I am compassionate towards myself.
Anyone else? Thank you for sharing.
I want to release my music CD.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
What was that?
I want to release my music CD.
Cool. So you already made it, it sounds like?
No. I want to, but at least by the end of this year. I'm procrastinating. That's what I'm saying. Now I cannot escape.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Power.
We're going to check in with you.
We're gonna
this December.
Yay.
So how do you say it in a positive?
I released.
Oh, you released, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And we're having a party to celebrate your release.
There we go.
Yeah, a release party. Cool. Any other takers? Could be a powerful statement to say to the people.
Mm-hmm. I own a beautiful home full of light and warmth.
Yay. Half a beautiful home.
Half?
Yeah. What's, is that the, sorry, I was trying to, I thought I was putting it in the positive.
I thought you said half. I'm like, I don't want a half. Half.
She wants to know the
thing. I want half a beautiful home. I just want half a beautiful home.
Wait to cut my dream there.
I'm not too picky. Yeah, you look like that. You look like I cut it right in half.
She was analyzing the entire house. Not a duplex.
I wasn't going for the
No, we can have three. You can have three beautiful homes. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for sharing. Maybe we can have the release party, Jay's release party.
At my new house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll invite it. Hey, I'm ready. Step two.
Awesome. Okay, so step two is
cool.
now that you've clearly articulated what you want, now you need to find someone else who has a similar goal. Okay, right? So like the first law of karma is that karma is consistent. So the things that you do, something similar will come back to you, right? So if you help someone, remember how the 10 non-virtues were organized to. They were like split up into three different sections.
Mm-hmm.
Body, speech, mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also think about what you want, you know. Like that seems very like a mental, emotional thing. So then helping someone else with their mental, emotional, or like physical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So. So pick someone who wants something similar to you. Doesn't have to be the same exact thing, but it's got to be, you know, in the same ballpark. Right?
Like
someone's looking for a house. You know, like you know someone that's like is trying to move
or
a place to
live.
Yeah.
Or just a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, used to looking?
Not already.
Okay. Darn it. Okay, guys, if anybody's looking,
homeless.
Send them my way.
But.
Homeless. We could get the homeless. Right?
Yeah.
We could find.
So that's a high object, too, yeah.
Damn!
Yeah, it's huge.
I need
stuff, though. And you're in the decluttering, too, right? So you have a beautiful, you help other people
yeah,
get their house beautiful.
Like,
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you already have like tons of seats.
Oh, yeah, your
that.
Karma is
yeah.
huge.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So, like that. Okay. So part of this step too is picking out. So okay, so who you're gonna help? So you think of the person who you're gonna help. Maybe you have them in mind, and then you think about where is it. All you gotta do is like meet with them and like talk to them about their problem. Like try and help them get what they want. You know, to get the new living space or. Helping someone maybe think about like here's a like how can I be more compassionate towards myself, even just like opening up the conversation, right? Because what's one of the main forces that adds more energy to a karmic seed or makes a karmic seed stronger?
Intention,
right? So you have the intention to help someone, it's already like miracle growing all over the seed, right? That's one of the big really boosts the karma. So you pick the location and the time that you're gonna go or help them, you know. Say you're like, Geshe Michael calls it the four Starbucks steps, because he's always like, Starbucks are everywhere and you can easily meet with someone at Starbucks, you know, and talk to them about their problem. You don't have to solve their problem. You just have to be a support.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't the pressure isn't. You don't have
and
to
you
like
don't have, to actually
have
get,
them get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to do it once.
Good question. So, no, we'll talk about that more, but not just once, because that'll just plant one karmic seed, and then maybe that seed ripens, and then you have a beautiful house for a day, and then for some reason, like, someone kicks you out or something, right? You know, you want to keep the karma.
I already do. A house sit, beautiful, warm, light houses, but, like, for a week at a time,
yeah.
And then I go back to my own.
Right? Yeah.
Someone asks you to pet sit or something for
yeah.
the weekend.
Yeah.
I have those small seeds ripening.
Right.
I want my own.
Yeah.
Permanently.
Right. Remember, I don't know if you're there, one of the correlation for stealing, so I'm not calling you a stealer.
Oh.
But
I've probably
is,
been there. I mean, I have been there,
right?
Right.
One of the environmental results of stealing is that you'll live in a... all of your things will be common property. You'll have to, like, share them with people. You won't actually, like, own something. So maybe purifying if you stole anything. Usually small. Like, maybe... Like, when I was little, I, like, stole a candy bar. And then, you know, now, it, like, the karmic seed multiplied, you know, because karma grows. And then now... I don't get to live in a house, beautiful house, for too long. It's just I house sit all the time or whatever, you know, like that. Okay. Did you all write down? Did you think of a person,
mm-hmm.
maybe that you know, or
mm-hmm.
okay.
Go.
What's that?
Well,
I'm working on it.
Working on it? Okay. Okay.
Do we just like ask people what they want and start like listening for what people want?
Yeah. Yeah. You can ask or you can just start listening in a different way when you interact with people.
Just post on Facebook. Hey, are you looking for a new home? Call me.
That's super functional. That's really like to the. You can do that. You can totally do that. Yeah.
Right.
Get the job done. All right, and then step three is you actually go and try and help them. So you do the deed. You go and meet with them for coffee or tea, or have a conversation with them, and just be. Be there with the intention of support.
Well, the previous slide had word consistency in it, and I wonder what you mean by that.
Consistency that when you plant like a lemon seed, you get a lemon tree. Mm-hmm. So consistent in that way.
So do you mean consistent in like body means body, like that kind of thing, mm-hmm. or the more the pick something? Or pick someone who wants something similar to you.
Same. Both. Same. Okay. I was applying the concept of consistency across that. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes. So then you have to figure out which, like... Like if it's something that's not body... Then you have to figure out which like mental affliction is associated with it.
What's your example? What's your dream?
Like one of my ones is I will have unlimited time for everything that I want to do.
Mm.
And so would that be that's a mental, right? So so I have to find someone with like wrong worldviews or something.
Well, somebody else who's struggling with like limited time when they say they do, just don't have enough time to do the things that they love and they listen to me in the jam at the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Like that.
Like not taking people's time when you don't need to. Like interrupting them doing things or
So that's like a double approach, right? Because on one hand, you plant the seeds for what you want. On the other hand, you're purifying.
Yep.
You're not planting seeds for what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Purify. So, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Perfect
futuristic
work, Dasha.
Smart. Gifts. I accept gifts.
Yeah.
You might be purifying, but you're giving time to the other person too, so you're planting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you're giving them more space.
You're giving them your time too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So an hour is empty of being an hour.
Right.
Like it can feel like 5 seconds can feel like a long time. Right.
Yeah.
Or an hour can feel like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. You don't necessarily need to gain more hours to feel like you have more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Like that. I remember when I worked for the state, some mornings I'd be like, oh God, I have so much work. And then it was like from 8 to 10. Sometimes it seemed like it would last forever. I'd like look at the clock and I'd be like, it's only been 10 minutes. And I could do so much more, right? Or other times, like I just look over and it's like an hour is gone. And I'm like, ah. The heck's going on? You know?
It's that state.
Yeah.
That's your mind.
Yeah. So, good question with the time. All right. So then you go and help them. And you have to do it consistently if you want the seeds to last. So not so much, pick like a frequency that doesn't feel overwhelming, because if you pick something and it already feels tight, then it might lead to subtle resentments, like planting subtle like seeds of resentment with it, and then it won't be the same. So even if it's just once a month, but as long as in your mind you're consistently showing up every month, you know. Like Geshe Michael uses the example of visiting old people at an old person's home. Like if you want a partner, then help someone to not be lonely. And if you can see them every 2 weeks, even though it's not every day, they get to look forward to, you know, that Thursday or whatever it is that you visit. Like they know that you're going to be there and you're reliable, so that like helps them in the in-between times. But if you don't show up on a Thursday, then they're like, well, I don't know if they're going to show up, and it's a different kind of energy. So pick a frequency that you feel comfortable doing, and then if you maybe want to step it up in the future, maybe you turn out like you like feeding the homeless more than just once a month and you want to do it more, you know, so like that. No pressure though. Okay, we're probably going to end pretty early today. Okay, coffee meditation is the term for... this is like a really beautiful practice, like a very joyful, happy practice. So before you go to sleep, all it entails is maybe sitting on the couch. Try not to lie down, because in my experience, it's near bedtime, you know, like you're doing it before you sleep, so it's really easy just to fall asleep. So you thought about the person, thought about how you wanted to help them, and then you went and helped them. Okay, and then when you go to sleep, right before you go to sleep at night, think about how you helped them and just be really happy. Be really, really happy that you helped them. It's kind of beautiful because a part of the way that you get what you want, this isn't really about just getting what you want, but wisdom says the only way to get what you want is to help someone else, which is kind of beautiful. Like, helping others helps yourself. I don't know, I think it's beautiful. Some people say it's like kind of selfish, but I think it's pretty sweet, because then the other person gets something, you know, and then you get something also. So you can think about that, and think about the vision of your future, because you know that by helping this person, it's planting seeds towards that vision. Okay. And then that's just a sweet way to go to sleep, just rejoicing. And you can rejoice in all the good things that you did throughout the day too. And you can direct them towards your vision also.
Why is it called coffee meditation?
Because it's not that long of a story. So one of the teachers in our lineage, so Geshe Michael, used to work in the diamond business, and he would. He lived in New Jersey, and then he would drive. He would ride a bus, I believe, or take the train to New York, I believe. And it was like 2 hours one way, you know, and then 2 hours back, and it was long days. So he'd be tired, you know, when he would get home in the evening. And then he would go sit with his teacher, and he was like start nodding off. So, you know, his teacher would ask him, did you do your rejoicing meditation? And he'd be, no, I'm tired. And then so his teacher would be, okay, here, drink some Tibetan tea. So he'd have a little bit of tea, so he'd like wake up, and then he would do that meditation. His teacher would make him do that. This is the step that makes the karmic seed ripen faster. And this is the like linchpin for tantra working in a single lifetime, and not just next life or any lifetime after that. This is one of the big ones. So
it's like the most fun step.
It's super fun, because you just, you know, you imagine, like, you're, you know, Elaine's like, you're giving this, you're like the energy of like doing a standing ovation, You know, yeah, right? Or like a little kid at Christmas, you know. You just like get really happy and joyful for all the good. And you can get excited about the seeds that are coming, you know, because it won't ripen exactly the way that you think. It'll usually ripen like way better than you imagine. It usually turns out like that. And you're putting that joyful energy around the seed, so that emotion or energy is kind of like associating with it. So when it ripens, I'm just kind of thinking about it.
When you say dedicate, what does that mean?
Like how in our closing prayer is like, by the goodness of what we just did, may every living being reach enlightenment. So you kind of like put a bookmark or a little note for like all of the virtuous things that I did, make them go towards this result, or this thing in the future, you know, all the goodness of our class. May that energy go towards all beings be liberated. So dedicating the good things that you do towards your vision of your future.
I think that's where I had the longest hang up for like a couple of years of, oh, may I get exactly what I want, and that felt so anti, I don't know, I felt selfish and kind of self-centered, mm-hmm. and that was really hard to like, oh yeah, I did this wonderful thing, may I get what I want, instead of like, oh yeah, may everybody get what they want. And I think, and like I'm realizing it's probably one of like most powerful steps in the entire process, but it's also so anti this Catholic and Christian upbringing that it's hard to.
Yeah. Think about it like this. Add this part on too. Because the way that you're getting what you want is coming from helping others, and it's coming from you thinking about someone else and what they want and trying to have someone else reach what they want, right? Dedicate it to other people realizing that the way that other people can get what they want is to help other people, right? That's wisdom. This is like a virus. This way of thinking is like a virus, right? And may that virus spread. May other, like, can you imagine a world where they're like, oh, I'm really lonely, so I'm going to go to, like, the old person's home. Like, automatically they think, I need to go to the old person's home. All right, like, I want a house, so I need to start helping people find a house. If everyone else thought like that, you know, what would the world look like? If everyone wasn't, like, you're being self-interested, but in a different way, you know?
But it's again the intention. If I'm helping myself, I'm helping others too.
Yeah.
Because to help others, I have to help myself too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm helping others, I'm helping myself too.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually you realize that the giving is the best
part. Right. Right. I mean, that's wisdom. I mean, you know, like, yeah. Because it does feel good to give. I practiced giving for a short time, and I would give fruits, like the little cutie oranges, out at work. And I thought, I was like, I'm going to look weird. You know, like, who goes around in the morning in the cube farm and is just like, you want an orange? 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 That's right. And then, that's what I called it. And then, you know, like, who does that? But, like, everyone was like, yeah. And then I would bring, like, bananas. And, you know, yeah, I love a banana, you know? And, like, grapes. And then I was like, this is fun, giving things away. Like, it felt really good. And then I was like, Then I didn't want to hold on to things, because that doesn't feel good. I realized letting go feels good. So, and I was like, yeah, I want to give away, like, here, take my watch, you know, because it was like, it felt really good.
Did you rejoice every night in doing that?
Yeah, I did. I went to a retreat called the Passion Retreat in Geshe Michael, and it was on the 4 Starbucks steps, a part of it. And I wasn't happy with my job back then. And I was starting to do yoga. And I was like, I want a shift in my career. And I did these steps, you know. And then I went to massage school. The very first course was what, structural integration. So it was like totally different view of the body than I thought. I was like, oh, I'm gonna learn like Swedish massage, you know? But it was this like totally complicated, really cool. I have like more of a math, like I tend to think more logically, like math, I really like math. And it was very much like an engineering viewpoint of the body, which I didn't even know existed. And there was the yogic map on top of it, which I was already in love with. And I was like, this exists. I never heard of this before, you know? And that's like my career now.
Yeah, I remember yoga. When you announced to us that you were quitting state.
Uh-huh.
That was so exciting.
Yeah. And I had no idea, like, that wasn't even in my imagination, you know? That, like, so it was really cool how it all, like, unfolded, you know? So I'm definitely, I use the steps. There was a dude at my work, O'Brien, and he was not happy. So I would go for walks with him and just talk with him about it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, how are you going to get happy? What do you want? What do you want to do? And just support him through that. And then I did these steps. And I did some other stuff too. And I planted a partner. And then I stopped visiting my grandparents because I had a partner and I was like happy. And then eventually that relationship ended because I didn't keep going, you know. So you got to be consistent, because that was a very magical relationship for me, and then it just ended. And I was like, damn, I need to keep planting seeds. Wow. So like that. So you can pick 1 to 3, you know, so that's like 1 to 3 people to help. And then you can calendar it out and give it a shot. This is the Buddha saying, don't just take this stuff for granted, or don't just believe me. Try it out. Test it out. And see what happens. We'll see how we'll have the release party at Dasha's
place. This is like an accountability group.
Damn.
We'll go for a year.
I think
soon.
Everybody else should reveal that.
See why
you're feeling pressure.
Because you did. I mean, you know, and in a way, if you want to buddy up, because you all are in a general way trying to get your vision, you know.
Yeah.
So having the intention to help someone else achieve their vision is planting the seeds for you to have your vision achieved.
Yeah.
So you can definitely buddy up.
Thank you.
I think that's it. Yeah, test it. So there's Manjushri with this flaming sword of wisdom. Cuts through ignorance, very active. The path of karma yoga is the path of action and the path of service. And karma yoga is very much not being attached to the outcome of the results, which is different than what this is saying. But I think that that is a wisdom that you gain over time. Because, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty attached to the outcomes of everything that I do. So sometimes I'm in a better state where I'm less attached, but it just takes practice to be non-attached. So, anyways. Yeah, that's it. All right.
What time is it?
It is 7:45.
Woo! Wow.
We can party,
take a
break,
and do a coffee meditation.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
And I have announcements too, so we can take a break.
Coffee
yeah,
meditation.
Do you want to do the announcements now?
No, let's let everyone stand up.
Coffee meditation.
Well, we haven't found the person
okay.
Yet.
Do that.
The whole thing can be done. Even.
The
whole thing can be done by as a coffee meditation. Is that what you said?
I was suggesting a coffee meditation of rejoicing for.
Yeah,
for
we can do
people
that.
Who have the things that we're looking for.
Oh,
but you're
oh, like that.
It's
okay.
It's up to you because you're the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like both.
What did you say?
Because we're helping each other find our inner rejoice in that.
What did you suggest? Would you?
I like what Heather said, the rejoicing practice. But how you said that was slightly different than what I was thinking. So, but yeah. Because, okay, I'll do that.
Okay, let's take a break.
Heather's really good at rejoicing too, though, so I'm interested in her insights too.
I want some like body app system where we can talk about, because I get stumped and it's like, thank God, every time Heather and I walk, we're like, I'm beating her brain like insane, because like having somebody to bounce ideas off, like who, what am I looking for? What would that look like? Because it gets confusing and then you feel lonely in your struggles.
Yeah, it is. Like, not everyone in Sacramento came to this class. Only a few people did. There's not a lot of people to connect with this. Well, if you want a buddy, then tell Dasha.
Yes. I'm open to conversations, discussions, accountabilities, brainstorming, whatever you want.
Or just tell her what you want and she'll help you get it.
Yeah, tell me what you want and I'll find people for you.
They're pumpkin chocolate
muffins,
and they're full of gluten, but have
no sugar.
They're full of gluten and sugar.
But they're
sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah. You take out the gluten and the sugar, what do you have?
This
one's
sugar. They have sugar and gluten.
Why
no dairy?
Availability.
They have availability.
It can be so.
They have abstinence.
Yeah.
And they're much better than that.
Well, I thought they were good. I don't know.
Imagine them moved to the microwave for 20 seconds.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. So isn't it? I love it so much.
Yeah.
I took it off my knees.
Okay.
So glad you let me have it.
Yeah.
I was like,
you know,
oh, wow,
I grew up here.
And I brought it to California. It's made in Russia.
It's like good lunch, winter, it took me shopping.
Seems like it racks up around Christmas.
I got like a sweatshirt.
But we can just try it on
it.
Yeah, it's
got
strawberry
on
it.
I got pretty strictly like mountain biker.
No, I have a, mostly
I
have a
that's
what
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
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 But I have
always,
I have
yeah.
A
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie about the firemen that were
catching
Yeah, but I remember,
go back to
the girls and we're all excited to just turn into
and
I always
you
yeah,
have
to
like this sounds like
you
are
like an asshole.
Because
Yeah, so I leave.
I'm gonna get back out there with them.
Sunday morning from
the door at 5:30. Our problem right now is not like.
So
we can
Like the tub of ice cream.
Like I sit
on
my desk by
like
window,
like,
for this.
Yeah.
And then heating them up.
Wow. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And I get that the house
is really
bigger.
Well, then the frosting, you just mix with vanilla ice cream, like the cover, and then you slather it on.
That's why I like small.
That's the outer layers.
It's really good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know.
It's business.
Oh, I love
that.
We need a gong.
Yeah, they are.
Like a big gong.
Goom.
Yeah,
I
the
kind.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I think it's a guy thing. I gotta say, I think
it's a
guy.
Total.
It's a Buddhist thing.
Catharsis.
Thich Nhat Hanh loves a big. He's like all about the gong.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a lot of announcements because most of you know us. We're Diamond Light Tibetan Buddhist Group. Next Tuesday is going to be our introduction to meditation course. Mark Ross is teaching and he's awesome. And it's going to be a 3-week class. So everyone come.
Are we going to do it in the park?
No, it's going to be here.
I wish it was.
The weather's
going to
be.
I know, like in the rain, that would be a real test of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
On January 20th, there's going to be an Inauguration Day meditation.
Oh, yeah.
It's from 9 to 12, and it's at the Sac Dharma Center, which I actually haven't been to.
I was there Sunday night.
It's down, like, in the Arden area, right?
It's Folsom Boulevard and Watt.
Okay, Folsom Boulevard and Watt.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful center. They did a really nice job.
Yeah, and there's a Facebook event. And
would
Jay is helping
us
organize, so if you have questions.
Would you invite us? Because I didn't know about this.
Yes, I can invite you guys. And Jay, do you have anything you want to share about?
Yeah, there is flyers here. I can invite you.
Yeah.
Oh, you never knew that.
I never heard about this. I just cringed when I saw inauguration.
Yeah, and on the Facebook event, it doesn't say Diamond Light is sponsoring, which maybe we're not, but it doesn't say on the Facebook event.
Joyful Heart is
around. I thought we were
helping. I don't know if anybody's sponsoring.
Well, it says, like, participating groups, and it doesn't have us listed. But we are participating, so come. Except I won't be there, but I wish I could. Yeah, it's in the morning of January 20th, and I don't know what it's going to be like, but I think there's going to be meditation and sending out peace and love into the world.
The same day, we have breakfast.
Yes.
Yay.
Volunteers and donations needed for the breakfast. It's on Friday, January 20th. Is it 7 or 7:30?
7 a.m.
Yep, 7 at Friendship Park, the new Friendship Park, right?
New Friendship Park.
Yeah, and so Dasha is the one who organizes, and so if you are interested in donating food or cash or helping out on the day of, talk to her and she can get you on the email list. But typically we need like hard-boiled eggs, granola bars, fruit, cheese, stuff like that. And we have someone who donates oatmeal already, so it's really nice, and it's really fun to go. And after Mark finishes his meditation course, we're having a course on cultivating emotional balance in Omni Diller and Randy Davis. Oh, it wasn't like that. I'm sorry, this is down there. Randy Davis are teaching, and so that's going to be for a month. And it's going to be a course on learning about the emotional cycle and then how we can cultivate that, like with that understanding, how we can better handle our emotions. We're a donation-based organization. Donables are in the back, and so if you are able to give, it helps us pay rent for the space. It also helps us support our teachers. So if you have any questions, you can ask them.
Oh, And one more thing,
oh, yeah,
as chairman of the newly formed snack committee, if you like the snacks.
Was that tonight that it was newly formed?
Yeah. And,
no, he's been helping for like 2 months.
If you like the snacks that you see and that you share, bring something to share. And if you like the tea, or if there's a tea that you like, bring it, because others will like it too. It's all donation based.
Yeah, all the snacks and tea are just brought by people in the class. Mm-hmm. And typically we run out of decaf tea first, so
yeah,
that is the greatest.
We're long on dark teas.
Yeah. So.
Or in a more positive way.
Thanks, Lauren.
You're
All right, we'll do a rejoicing, the coffee meditation, rejoicing practice. So you can be sitting back on your chair. It's meant to be more lounging style of body posture.
Yeah.
You can.
Don't fall asleep. No. It won't count.
Body get comfortable, relax, ease, and leaning back. Slight smile on your face. Smile in the heart, in your heart. Think back to a memory where you were really happy. Maybe you were laughing so hard that your stomach was sore and your cheeks were hurting because you were having such a good time. Just remember what that feels like from that memory. The same attitude, the same happiness. Think about some of the good things that you've been doing lately, like coming to Dharma class, or smiling at friends. And listening to your friends and family. Being interested in their lives is a very high kindness to pay someone. And if you were generous at all, or helped anybody, yourself included, maybe you recognized that you needed some support. Even just having the intention or the thought to support yourself is enough. Feeling happy, uplifted. Recalling that memory to bring it back. good things that you've been doing, or if you know of anybody in your life who's doing, who's helping others, who's doing good deeds, being happy that there's other people in the world acting like that, being kind and supporting others. And all of the Dharma teachers at this center, Ami and Brandy and Elaine, Geshe Soltram. I'm blanking on her name, but she came and taught the spiritual teacher course. Happy in all of their deeds, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Even helping each other with your sentences. Very dear kindness. And His Holiness the first Panchen Lama was High Lama, like the Dalai Lama, says that just simply to rejoice in the Dharma, to rejoice in these good deeds, is a goodness without measure. Listen to your friends and your family and be interested in their lives and to be interested in the people that are in your lives and helping them, laughing with them and having fun with them, spending time is a goodness without measure. Thinking of your vision of your bright future. This next year and beyond, you can think of the specifics. Directing the vast amount of good energy that you've cultivated from all of the goodness that you do and directing it towards this vision. May it be so. Imagining that it is so, that it is happening. As if you were in the future and it has happened. Letting it be so. Being joyful and happy to direct your energy towards this vision. Knowing that it is the ultimate way to get anything is by helping others, doing good. You can't stop this vision from happening. And then expanding it out. So, like we said before, like a virus, may other people learn about this method, karma and emptiness, and come to realize that they could have anything that they desired. They learn how just by noticing what you're doing. And they begin to give generously to others and serve others. The whole world, what would the whole world look like? May that be so. Goodness that we've done here, may all suffering cease forever. Being cultivate every good quality, every level and every path. And reach the place where they are fully liberated. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
I hope you all reach your visions very quickly.
You too.
Thanks.
Before you go, please let us.
Thank you. We owe you so much, friend. Thank you so much for helping us.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, for y'all.
A great addition
thank
to
you,
our Sangha.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks for all that you do.
Everybody can get that because we all everyone here puts in a lot of work.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank
cool.
you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
This was great class. Yeah, I figured you would appreciate
coffee
and
almonds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Thanks.
Do some pulsation.
Did we do them at the end of the course?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
No. So we don't do prostrations at the end of a course as like a auspicious sign, leaving something undone so that we'll come together again.
To be continued.
To be continued. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And request that.